When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys can get in on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM, and on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take you guys up, and also, check us out. We got another 4-pack of Heat Nets tickets to give away today. We'll be giving those away all week long, but let's get to some headlines here brought to us by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. You hear the music. Panthers back in action tonight as they take on the Minnesota Wild. 9:30 to close out the road trip. You can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. Have you seen the story, Leroy, about the Charlotte Hornets?
Yeah. Hey. Cheap bastards.
Cheap bastards. So the Hornets got in some hot water because they did a skit in the arena where they gave a PS5 to a kid, and then when they got off camera, they took it away, gave him a jersey. And everybody's like, what?
So clearly the kid ended up with the PS5.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The Hornets put out a statement. It said, during last night's game, there was an on-court skit that missed the mark. The skit included bad decision-making and poor communication. Simply put, we turn the ball over and we apologize. We have reached out to the family and are committed to not only making it right, but exceeding expectations. We will be providing the fan with a PS5 that should have been taken home last night, along with the VIP experience to a future game. Our goal is and will remain to elevate the guest experience for every person that enters the Spectrum Center and to show our fans how much we appreciate their relentless support.
Unless you get caught and don't have to, then you take the PS5 back. It's a PS5. Your franchise is worth $2 billion, and you took a PS5 back?
A PS5, dude.
That nothing says I'm cheap like that.
I mean, it is $500.
But
yeah, okay.
I'm just kidding, guys. Come on, man. Come on. That's lame.
That's crazy.
If I was LaMelo Ball, I would be embarrassed, but I'm like, you guys, I'll get him a
PS5. It sounds like one of the players or personnel wanted that PS5 bad, and they wanted it for themselves. Probably use it as a Christmas gift. Send it to someone. Give it to as a gift. That's messed up.
Like they just gave away Grant Williams' PS5?
Grant Williams, maybe Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges.
Definitely Brandon Miller's.
No. Everybody probably had a PS5 in their locker.
Yeah, I don't think you want to take Brandon Miller's PS5.
This guy, put on
PS5 $799.
Is it really? Either way, it doesn't matter. You like it's a drop in the bucket for a team.
It's the Hornets. They look cheap.
I mean, did the Hornets just sell for Michael Jordan?
Hey,
don't matter. Cheap is cheap.
Did I tell you the story about being charged for socks,
Leroy?
Did I not tell you the story of being charged for socks.
You can't give them a PS5 and nobody made you.
Socks are a requirement of the sport.
Leroy, if they wanted the contest to be for an autographed LaMelo Ball jersey, then just make it a LaMelo Ball jersey. And instead, they decided we're going to put a PS5 with Santa Hornet, and they took it from the kid, and it got over 4 million views on Twitter.
Which is more fans than you've had there all year. So
I will say,
they better take pictures of this kid on this experience, and that experience better be the best experience ever.
Dude, the Heat have
4 million.
The Heat have an impossible promotion that they did one of these games where I think it was Robin Hood was giving away 300K, and what? You have to make a layup, a free throw, a three, and a half court shot in 24 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I saw that it's with you impossible. The other day. It's impossible.
You can't do that.
Dude, you got to hit the first two immediately. You got to hit the layup and the free throw. If you mess up with the free throw, you're done.
Because they've done other ones where, like, for the cruise, but they give you 30.
But, like, even because you got to hit those first two, and then you cannot miss in your first two attempts at the three. To run to half court to try to – come on, that's ridiculous. In 24 seconds?
You only get, like, two shots.
Yeah, you're the only one, honestly, you probably could miss was the layup because the rebound's too long on the three. You're screwed.
Right, you're screwed.
And you only use one ball?
And by the way.
I think so. I think it's only one ball.
And by the way, you know if you hit that half-court shot, they're going to investigate to see if you had any type of, like.
Toe on the line?
Not even toe on the line. No, if you had any basketball history, if you played in some type of.
It's a ringer?
Yeah, USBL, G League.
It shouldn't matter if they randomly picked you.
Oh, no, they've done that to somebody before. They've done that. Like, they a player, somebody, a fan won, and then they did the research, and they found out the person was, like, he had a scholarship and stuff like that, and they tried to take the way because they were like, oh, no, this person's, like, a professional. And it was like, no, he won the money. You got to give it to him. Don't run promotions if you're not trying to give away the prize.
They got to let this kid run the point.
With Melo?
It's got to be his VIP experience. Catch a lob from Melo.
Here's the thing. The PS5 is probably worth more than the tickets or season tickets to the Hornets.
To the Hornets? Oh, I bet I could get to. You probably can get courtside for a PS5 price at a Hornets game.
I think you could play for a whole year.
You can.
Season.
Courtside?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Up. For a Hornets game?
Pull it up.
I'll take a look.
There's no way that any of it is less than $2,500 a ticket.
All right. I'll take a look.
Courtside? You're crazy.
It's a Hornets game, though, dude. What about Hornets Pistons?
It is a Hornets game.
Nope. You can make it Hornets. Who's the worst team?
Who's the worst team?
The worst team?
The worst team right now in the league is the Washington Wizards.
Oh, yeah, it is Wizards.
Washington Wizards right now are 3-21. Jesus.
Go. Charlotte Hornets against Washington Wizards.
Wizards versus Pels. I can't get a PS5 price.
Nope.
Nah, but you got to give. I don't think you can get it for $9.99. You can get it.
You can't get it nowhere in the league for a PS5 price.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Courtside? $7.99? Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I think you can. There's some crappy teams out there. Go Utah, the Mormons. Mormons giving you at least $6.99 for some courtside seats, man. $6.99 and a vote.
Okay.
It says, oops, we can't find the page you're looking for. Yes, you can.
No, it says, oops, we can't find the price.
Let's see. Hornets. Who are they? Oh, perfect. Oh, no, they're at the Wizards. Can I go at the Wizards?
No, because they got all them politicians there.
What?
All that money's there.
Let's see. All right, the next home game is Monday. They're hosting the Rockets. Let's see. Courtside. Can I buy courtside based on this Vivid thing?
All right, so what are the cheapest courtside NBA tickets? The Atlanta Hawks are in the bottom half of the table when it comes to cheapest courtside tickets. They can go anywhere from $200 to $300 all the way up to $2,500 for a primetime matchup against a big team. That's the Atlanta Hawks, and they're on the bottom half. And and Charlotte's worse than Atlanta. So if they're telling me $200, $300 can go for courtside tickets, then if the Washington Wizards play the Charlotte Hornets, that might be $80 courtside tickets.
I mean, right behind the floor, I'm getting like $400. I'm trying to find floor. I can't imagine. You're telling me there's going to be an upcharge of $1,000?
I don't think so. Not for that type of game. Now, if it's like a notable team, like, you know, when the Lakers came a couple of weeks ago, Toby, we know that the tickets were up. Like, you could tell the tickets were going to be
up. Of course. If it was, like, I'm talking about the worst tickets, though.
But the worst, if it's like a bad team, the tickets are going down because they know they can't sell those tickets. They're not going to get those
prices.
Did
Purple Shirt Guy look like he could roll like that? No way, dude. Purple Shirt Guy was probably getting those for $200 a piece.
Oh, from in Toronto?
No, at the Hornets.
Oh, at the Hornets?
The guy yelling at D. Wade.
Oh, yeah, that is perfect. Yeah.
I'm telling you, courtside tickets don't sell for less than $1,000.
I'm seeing a low here, $800. So about the same price as a PS5.
You going by yourself, though?
Yeah, I'm going by myself. You didn't say I got to get two tickets.
So you go and sit courtside by yourself.
Oh, why not? You definitely going to get some action.
You never know who's going to show up.
Might be sitting next to Beyonce.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You're not sitting next to no Beyonce.
Beyonce would be called the Hornets game.
Might be sitting next to Treyonce.
Take a break. Back after this. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesnin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE. Hello, Jennifer.
Well, it's weird because I got a damn flood watch.
Did you really?
Yeah. The rain is on and off, but it's, how can I explain this? It's winter rain. So it's not heavy downpours. You get these 10-minute constant rains, and there's no lightning or thunder. So I'm guessing that, yeah, it's still coming out of the east. No, actually, it's coming out of the west. I'm guessing that...
Even got you shook.
Yeah, I see clouds going both ways, which is weird. Which is
like when Pudge Rodriguez had to catch a knuckleball or even crossing you up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming out of the east. And the breeze isn't that great because I saw some rain coming straight down. So it's 5 to 10 mile an hour breeze. It's probably like 75, 80. And I would guess with these clouds and with this rain that you got some kind of front coming through. So I would guess in the next few days it's going to get cooler. So that's about it.
Tyreek Hill's tweet has 2 million views already. That's awesome.
And he is right. It is 80 degrees, 10 miles. The wind is 10 miles per hour. And it's actually, Devery, it's heading east-southeast.
East-southeast?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why you're getting that warmer air.
Yes, the humidity is making it feel warmer. It feels like it's 81 degrees.
Yeah.
Can I just say something, though, with this Tyreek Hill tweet? Is it the time for Cheetah to be doing shenanigans?
No, when you're
on the doorstep of getting knocked out of the playoffs, you pretty much are knocked out of the playoffs. No, you're pretty much knocked out. I don't want to hear if you say, hey, the cheetah's the cheetah. There's a little thing, T&P.
Hey,
no, keep the same energy, Tobin. Keep the same energy, Tobin.
How can I keep the same energy?
Keep the same energy, Tobin.
No, dude.
When they were winning, you loved all that. You loved all that. You loved coming in on the show.
Understood.
So now that it's the other way around, keep the same energy because you don't want to be.
I disagree, Vlad. I disagree. There's a time and a place for shenanigans. As a man who strikes up the shenanigan band. There's a time and place. Is the place after you guys put up that offensive performance? You could tweet that anytime. You're not going to be traded. Okay, you could tweet that even after the season. You know, hey, that comes with the cheetah territory. Is it the time and place to be tweeting something like that? It's time to go, coach. It's time for me to go, coach. You know it's going to get a gazillion views. You're just doing it to be a bit of a rascal. You're trying to be, you know, oh, let me be funny. Is now the time for jokey jokes? Season on the season basically over, kind of on the line this week. Now you want to be like, oh, maybe I have my eyeball elsewhere. Really? T&P?
I think he wants to go back to Kansas City. I think he's trying to make a move back.
I'm sure he does. But guess what? Let me drive up to the drive-thru and get an order of Tough Nuggets. You can't do it. Sorry. Next year, maybe. Next year, you could talk about reunited or rerouted it by my calendar. JFig, is the trade deadline not over?
Yes.
You tell me.
No, you know it's over, JFig. And let me ask you something. What if Jason Sanders tweeted out something like this?
I don't want to talk about him.
I'm just telling you. You know how you would feel.
She would kick him to the curb.
Here's the thing, though. Shouldn't he be held up? I understand. He's the king of social media shenanigans. But should there not be a time as a captain of the team, as a face of the team, that you should be like, you know what? You know what I should do this week? I should take my thumbs, put them in the holster, put them away. Just for the week. Just try it on for size. Not the time. Not the place. That's all. I'm a Tyreek Hill fan. I love it.
So right? You wanted him to be sad, like you were?
Yes.
You want him to
not
be
sad, but just not time to screw around with people's emotions.
Hey, you finished a bottle of tequila you didn't have one for the heat loss the following day. So
I know, dude. I know. I got to go to the liquor store after this.
You are way off base here, brother.
Am I?
Yeah.
Why do you, Leroy, can I ask you something?
Sure.
If somebody was yickety-yacking after getting your ass kicked, right?
Right.
Whoever it was, make it Chris Carter in this case, right?
Right.
Wouldn't you be like, hey man, really?
Are you kidding me? That I almost had to hit somebody with a chair.
What?
Over the same thing you're talking about. But I wasn't yakety yakking.
Was it after the
loss? You aren't a yakety yacker. I know you're not.
Let me explain the story. So I think we lost to Tampa, and that made us 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, we were BSing in the locker room. Individual came in saying we weren't being serious enough, to which I replied, if the defense had been this serious yesterday, we probably would have won.
How good was the defensive player?
Oh, wait a minute. Is this the John Randall story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You told us that. John Randall nearly killed you.
You told that to John Randall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And he came over and I grabbed my stool. Now, I expect that from John Randall. There's certain people that you know the smoke they bringing, and they consistent with it. So I knew that there might be some kind of.
So can I just picture that? Like you're trying to keep him off, like a lion in a circus, with the stool.
No. He came over, and I grabbed my chair just in case.
He would have a ringmaster. Yeah, he would have to crack him.
No. Hey, let's be clear. I wasn't gonna play keep away.
Oh, you were gonna go. You were getting ready to get gripping him.
If it got done, I don't know. I don't go back and forth. I'm not gonna leave myself susceptible to getting knocked out.
It's the old jail son. Can't let you get close.
It wasn't even a matter of that. It was just a matter of, like, just in case. But it calmed down, and I'm I was never mad at John Randle because he brought that same intensity to everything he did. So me having a problem with him coming over there was a me problem. And I've said that to you. I never had a problem with John Randle. He's annoying as hell because the energy he brought to everything that he did on the football field. So, yeah.
This isn't apples to apples about that, though, because yeah, in is. This. Because, no, I'll tell you why.
Tyreek, wait, let me tell you why. Tyreek is being Tyreek. He has been the same Tyreek throughout his stint here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your mind, your attitude has changed because of the situation and circumstances of the team.
I think that.
But Tyreek has been Tyreek. This is a you problem.
It's not a me problem. It's
Tyreek is
there is a difference, Leroy, there is a difference in accountability inside a locker room, which I'm not saying that I'm sure he has taken accountability. Mike McDaniel said he took accountability to as kind of teasing a fan base that's obviously not in a great place right now after a game where you stunk. He stunk. The team stunk. And I just would say, not the week to tweet. That's all. He has the choice to tweet.
And let me ask you this question. When have the circumstances ever stopped mm-hmm. Tyreek from tweeting?
I mean, he tweets about everything.
Okay, then you're making not my this. Point.
Wait a not minute. This. Leroy, don't get upset with Leroy. Relax. This is why I'm here with you. Relax. This is why I told him, and I told people, all right, this is year three. You gave that man an extension. If y'all don't win, you're going to start getting tired of this act. And it's starting to happen now.
There you go. Now it's not cute, Tyreek.
It's not cute anymore because there's, you know why?
Well,
there's
no.
There's no more 1,600 yards. There's no more 1,600 yards. You know what I'm saying? There's no more big plays. So those things, obviously when it was happening, it was great. But now it was no longer happening. Now you're getting tired of the act.
But it's not even just straight silliness, though, Vlad. Like, he's it, sincere or not, he's acting like he's going to be – he's like, it's time for me to go.
Hey, why are you mad that a leopard is being a leopard?
He's a cheetah. He's not
a leopard. Or a cheetah or whatever.
He's got a whole different cat name.
No. I'm just saying. I wasn't using him, but just, okay, we'll use a cheetah. Why are you mad the cheetah is being the cheetah? In fact, you got to give him credit for being consistent with who he is. You the one that's flip-flopping.
It wasn't very consistent on Sunday.
Whatever. You can say all that. But that don't change the fact that he's a tweeter.
Maybe if he gripped the ball with his thumbs as much as he did again, using the power to tweet, again, the Dolphins would have had a third pick.
That is a you problem.
It's not a me problem.
It's definitely it's not a you problem.
Anybody who walks, people know like when there's a certain time or place to say things.
No, but see, no.
There are.
Okay. So you're from the school of, it's not the fact that he broke up, it's how he broke up.
Well, he's not breaking up. I'm just saying.
But that's how people that complain about it's not. I'm not. Or LeBron. It's not, I'm not mad at
totally
the fact
different.
That he left. It's how he left.
No, but I will say LeBron James does a thing. What does LeBron James do in the playoffs? Gets off social media. Love social media. What does he do in the playoffs? Gets off it. Now, except when he gets caught like in an ass cheek. But other than that, gets off social media. TNP.
All right. Everybody doesn't share your
sentence. You know what? You know what's sad, Tobin?
Hmm?
If you're treating Tyreek right now, I can only imagine how that heartache's gonna feel when you do that to Jimmy.
By the way,
when you do that to Jimmy, it's gonna hurt. It's going to hurt.
Would you like the response
from Jay Crawford?
Yep.
Sure.
I said, would you take Tyreek for one of your best O linemen? They're older, so yes.
Wow.
I said, with no quarterback, what good is Tyreek? He said, exactly. But that applies here more than Miami. I said, yes, Miami needs online more than receiver. So he said yes. But there is a caveat to this. I don't want no old offensive lineman either. We're doing the same thing we've been doing.
Yeah, I don't want an old offensive lineman
right.
either.
Right. So you want a young, you know, Penei Sewell type.
I'm not saying, well, no, I'm not drafting him. I'm not expecting an all pro. I'm just saying, can you give me a decent guard? Somebody got a decent guard. I'll take a level of, I'll take a Rob Hunt back, you know, but not $100 million. Like, will anybody give me like a Rob Hunt type on the cheapskies?
So you would take a Jack Conklin?
No, because they would take him.
You would take a Jack Conklin, right?
Oh, there's no way somebody named Jack Conklin's not good to guard.
Jedrick Willis Jr.? Now that sounds like an
odd. No, that's a goal.
You would take obviously Joe, what's the name? Betonio?
Betonio. I need a guy who sounds like his name. Yeah. I would take a guy whose name sounds like he could mess up an all you can eat barbecue.
Javion Cohen. Or Avion.
It's Javion.
Oh, it's Javion? Javion sounds like he could mess up a buffet. Yeah. DeJuan Jones. DeJuan is definitely messing up a buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's wandering around messing
up. Libra's not shaming that guy for eating a salad.
Huh? No. No, because he probably just ate a rack. He ate a rack of ribs. And he said, you know what? I'm going to top it off with a salad before I go eat dessert. Just because.
Take a break. Get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Time to get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship.
Jennifer will give us some topics. We'll tell you where the rats lie. What do we got today, Jennifer?
All right. We have the new NBA All-Star format. 14 tournament format.
Yeah, Kevin Durant had some thoughts on this yesterday. Here's KD on the new format that they're trying out, because last year there was like 400 points.
I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Terrible. All-Star game, formats changing, all the formats. Terrible in my opinion. And we should just go back to East-West and just play a game. I think we've been trying to, you know, bring that flair back somehow with the All-Star weekend, but I think we just keep it traditional. But we'll see how this one works. You never know. I might be wrong. I'm just another guy with an opinion. But we'll see how it works.
I got to be honest with you. I agree with KD. I'm rats off a ship on the new NBA format. You know, some things just are what they are, and there is no fixing them. You're not going to fix the NBA All-Star game. It's not really supposed to be a game. It's supposed to be your best players get honored. Here they're at. I don't understand why every year we get crazy about this NBA All-Star game not being competitive, just like I didn't understand why we had to try and fix the Pro Bowl, and now all of a sudden it's turned into a game of guts. You know, like I'm sitting here watching Nickelodeon instead of ESPN. Like, it is what it is. Why is everybody trying to?
Because the old
a tournament? And I see that they're going to, like, so it's four teams, eight on a team, and then one of the teams is the winner between the Rising Stars teams? Huh?
It's the media's fault.
It's the media's fault. You're 100% right.
It's the media's fault. Whining. It's the media's fault and the NBA's fault. Listen, guys, I bet you there's a lot of things we would like from 20, 30 years ago when we were young and loving the sport. But guess what? When I was young, I didn't know who Ronaldo Blackman was. I didn't get to see Dale Ellis. So when I did see him in the All-Star game, it meant something. I could see these guys at my disposal, anytime, any place, anywhere, on my phone, on my tablet. Within seconds, if somebody does something remarkable or amazing, I get to see the clip.
Yeah.
So the All-Star, you know why nobody cares about the All-Star game? Because they see the All-Stars all the time. Like, I don't understand about that. Like, you evolved the game to get to this point, and you're upset with the results of the evolution of the game. That's ridiculous.
That's why the most exciting night is Saturday, when they do the skills challenge, the three-point contest, the dunk contest, because those are things that are going to be new. You don't know who's going to win the three-point contest. You don't know who some of these up-and-coming three-point shooters are. You don't know who's going to win the dunk contest. You don't know who some of these high flyers are.
I don't know, right. But and that's the problem.
That's why Saturday night is more exciting.
But then but here's the other problem. Remember that the All-Stars were taking place, taking part of these competitions.
But even if they don't, like, they'll take place because they want to be the best three-point shooter. Right?
Right.
But the dunk contest,
it's past safe. And listen.
It's also gotten to a point with the dunk contest. Like, you know, last year Jaime Jaquez jumped over Shaq and everybody was like,
we've seen it all. We're not amazed. It is so hard to amaze people now.
First of all, he should have got what we call IC, intangibles credit. Right?
Because
if Gordon jumps over Shaq, but if you seen Tyler Hero jump over Shaq, you'd be like, but damn.
So, yeah, but that's all here. Now, with Triple J, are we putting him intangible? Are we really putting him intangible?
He's closer to intangible than... You say he got the same amount as intangible as Gordon?
I'm just saying when he fills out sheets, he's not putting white American.
No.
He's putting more in the minority.
Yeah, I know.
He's not part of the intangible.
So you saying... We claim him.
Yeah. He's yeah.
Wait, you guys don't get to take Jaime? I thought I got to take Jaime.
He's a minority.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
All I'm asking is this. When you get the Scantron sheet or whatever sheet and the bubble goes, race or what is he bubbling?
Do I get Luca?
Yeah, you get Luca.
You get Luca. Of course you get Luca. You get Luca and Jokic.
Hey, if Luca jumped over Shaq, then we would be.
Oh my God! If Luca jumped over Shaq, forget about it.
I'll give you another perfect example. Remember when all the little people were dunking?
Oh yeah.
That was amazing.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
Study Steve is funny.
Anyway, so we're all rats off a ship on this format.
Yeah, come on, man.
Pretty much.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Rats off a ship.
FSU coach Mike Norvell giving up $4.5 million of his salary.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, my
nice
God.
Nice try, dude. You tried to give him back your salary to make good. You won two games. Nice try. Can see right past it. You're going to do the nice thing for a year. Then you'll be going right back to if you guys are any type of good, which you probably won't be, but if you are any type of good, you're going to be right there to spreading fake rumors to get that old beefed up salary. Disingenuous, smell a rat, and my rats are off a ship.
Jeez. Here's the deal. Are you ready?
What's yeah.
up? Harbaugh did the same thing.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But he won a title after doing that.
Yeah.
So it was good.
So, like, I get it. Here's the deal. You think he gives any of that money back if they had gone to the playoffs the year before?
Hell no.
No.
Right. So it's a weird dynamic.
It's a good – no. Optically, it looks good. It looks good. Sounds good. Right. Sounds
but
good.
But then they give him – who got an extension that was terrible this year?
No, he got a bump. His salary doubled.
Okay.
He made just under 10 this year. So he's basically giving back his raise.
Yeah, it's not like the money that, you know, what's the out money if they fire him? It's not like he's taking a decrease in that. You know what I mean? That I would be like, oh, you're taking
I gotta be honest with you. I'm surprised that a team like Texas A&M isn't more into this portal game. Because they just paid a coach $70 million to leave.
They got the Duke coach. The dude who wears the too snug hoodie.
That ain't
Elko.
That
ain't, isn't that his name?
Yeah,
Mike Elko.
But that ain't got nothing to do with the NIL.
Mm-hmm.
So we're rats off the ship.
Everybody not kicking the door down to go to a military school.
You're rats off a ship on Mike Norvell?
No, I'm not rats off a ship. It's you know, like there's not many people in this world giving money back.
All right, JFig.
You make an interesting point, Leroy.
It's honorable, so I'm not going to be. You make a valid point. I'm still rats off for sure.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give no money back, J Fig.
y'all must be out your blood damn mind. Man, please. No. Me giving back money?
No way, dude.
Put it this way. I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Is he really giving back money, or is he just giving his bump?
Apparently what it is like there's some new revenue sharing that they got to do, and that like this is part of the program that he's into. I think it has to do with it being a state school too. So there's some finagling that's going on here too. But you know, the big headline is $4.5 million of his salary this year. It's obviously not nothing. It's a lot of money. I mean, he's due 9.9. So. You know, so he's like, all right, I'll take a haircut this year.
Yeah, I'll get a haircut this year for a full fro next year. Because if I go 11-1, I'm in the playoffs, you're giving me that money plus more back.
Correct.
Vlad, you're rats?
Absolutely rats off. I'm not giving that. I'm not giving you back money. What's wrong with you guys? Wait a minute. Y'all still keeping me? Y'all still keeping me after the piss poor decision of a job that I did? Bad job that I did? And you still keeping me? I'm not giving up that money. No.
I would say whoever convinced him to go after DJ Uyunglele.
Oh, my God. Well, How does that guy get money?
No. Now, if he was giving up the money that he should have given up to Cam Ward for this in order to get the Washington State quarterback, then I'm all for that.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Patrick Mahomes resting that ankle.
Patrick Mahomes talked about his ankle. He's got a high ankle sprain. This was the Chiefs QB on his status. You got that, Vlad, on Patrick Mahomes? Here was Mahomes.
I'll get to work in practice and try to push it to see where I can get to. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put our team in a bad position. So if I feel like I can play and go out there and win a football game, I'll play. And if I don't feel like that's the best case scenario, I'll let guys like Carson play. I mean, he's a guy that's won in this league as well. So it's just about pushing it this week, seeing where I'm at and making the best decision then.
They are 13-1. They do play early this week. It is a Saturday game, so it doesn't get that extra day. Chiefs host the Texans, Leroy.
With that old line and that pass rush?
If I was Patrick Mahomes, I would not be rats off a ship on resting the ankle. I think, and then you got the Christmas game, you know, the quick turnaround.
Just answered it. You just answered it, Tobin. Yeah, there's no way this guy is missing the Christmas game. There's no way they decided to put a game on Christmas or Wednesday and they put their biggest star and that biggest star is not playing. He's playing Christmas. He may sit this Saturday, but he's playing on Christmas. He is playing on Christmas. I'm not rats off.
Not rats off a ship on resting. Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship.
Wow.
Here's why.
Rats off a ship.
I'm not saying he will or he won't play. But if he's healthy, he plays. If he's not, he doesn't. Simple as that. We don't know what that status is. So that's kind of how I look at it. If he's not healthy, then don't play him. But if he's healthy, giving him extra time, if he's healthy, does nothing.
Jennifer?
I don't know if that does nothing, Leroy. I think that he should rest that ankle before the game, before the Christmas game. So I'm not rats off the ship. I think he definitely should possibly rest that ankle.
You did make a good, but like Danielle Hunter chasing you on a high ankle sprain.
Wait a minute. Time out. You know what? I'm sick of you both.
Why?
Death, taxes, and Patrick Mahomes' ankle being hurt around December, January. It happens all the time. Okay?
Like
and then you know what's going to happen? He's going to be running like Elvis for 30 yards on a 3rd and 3 and then get a first down, and then Butker will hit a game-winning field goal, and guess who's going to be hosting Vince Lombardi for the third time?
Probably
in a row.
Chiefs.
Okay, then. We've seen this all the time. He gets hurt with a bad ankle. Everybody goes, oh, what's the status of Patrick Mahomes? And then what happens? He does Patrick Mahomes stuff. Come on,
so
man.
So you think he's playing?
He's definitely playing.
All right.
They make, and he, you damn sure the NFL's going to have him play on Christmas.
Dude, South says the NFL will send The Rock to protect Patrick Mahomes so he can play the game like Red One.
Yeah, dude, there is no way.
By the way.
I didn't like that movie, by the way.
That movie went to Prime.
Oh, no, it started off from Prime.
It's on Prime?
Oh, it started off on
Prime? Yeah, that was a Prime. Yeah, that was a Prime movie.
I went and saw it in theaters.
I watched it.
Yeah, it's time.
You didn't like the part where they take away the abominable snowman's carrots and that makes them melt?
All I know is that they took some liberties.
Swole Santa?
Santa swole. Bench pressing like 400, right? He's fit. He ain't even a fat Santa. He's the guy from the insurance commercials.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
It's J.K. Simmons. He's a Jack Santa, but also still likes his sweets.
Yeah. So you saw it?
I took Tommy to see it in theaters.
You spoke about it on the show.
It was on Prime by the time you got home.
I know.
It was released on Prime. I don't even know why you people leaving your homes.
I didn't know it was released on Prime. I thought it was. I saw the ad for it on Prime, but I thought it was in theaters because I went to the theater over here. I mean, it didn't pay a lot of money. It was $6 tickets, but it was still. It was I went and saw that puppy on the big screen.
Ugh, you could have said
my son was like,
did Tommy like it?
Loved it. And he actually watched it again because it was on Prime now. So he's like, oh, it's on Prime.
You wasted money.
He gave that thing a second watch.
You wasted money.
Take a break. I'm like Mike Norvell.
Hey, I didn't know Santa had a brother.
Oh, me neither. Who looks like a goat. Yeah. We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines back after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop exceptional Cadillac offers now.